This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Now, Creamer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Welcome to your show.
Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Charlotte, do you want to also say happy Thursday here? I just feel like...
Happy Thursday?
One more sleep.
I just feel like we don't include you there. We all got to say little greetings to everybody. You don't get to say hi to everyone. There's
hi.
Charlotte. Hi, I'm here. One more sleep, everybody. We got one more sleep till Friday, and that feels good. So we just chant the words one more sleep on Thursday. And 3, 2, 1.
One more sleep. One more sleep. One more sleep.
Woo! I'm feeling it today, too. You feeling it? Like, I'm just feeling like... The gas tank's a little low today.
Yeah. It's like, been a very hot and sticky week.
Is that what it is?
That takes energy too, like dealing with all that.
Like I woke up today feeling like not the Friday feeling like, yay, it's Friday, but like
more like all I need is a really, really cold shower. I felt dirty all week.
Like you know that feeling when like you look down at the gas tank in your car and it's like, oh man, it's like it's almost empty. Like that's how my body felt this morning getting out of bed, kind of thing, kind of feeling. So
yeah.
But it's sweet. That's why we chant, man. We gotta keep going. We're almost there. We're almost there. So help us figure this out, because there's probably somebody that works in, I don't even know what department this would be at work. I don't even know who runs this department, but I know that this is very relatable to a lot of people. Our studios are an icebox, and Jess is even worse. Jess and I sit in separate studios, and Charlotte and I, and then Jess sits in a separate. Jess's studio is Arctic.
It's
most
an icebox year round too, and I have no way to control it ever.
So Charlotte and I have like our own little separate heater in here, so we can actually control it. Jess is literally a penguin exhibit in there. Jess has to wear a blanket.
I'm currently like wrapped like a burrito right now. I'm so cold in here.
I know that's relatable though. I know that's so relatable to some of you guys. Like some of your offices are so cold. And I'm sitting here and I'm thinking like, okay, so many businesses right now are having to make cuts. You know what I mean? Like there's so many people that are doing layoffs and things like that. When you think about making office cuts, why is that happening before you guys are controlling your thermostats? You know how much energy it's costing right now to keep this studio at a 60? I mean, I literally walked in today and our thermostat in here read 63 degrees. And yours is even colder. There is no reason our studio should be 63 degrees. There's
but
no
a lot
reason.
Of the times, like whenever Charlie the Wizard has like come in here to address this issue,
yeah,
like it is. But with buildings like these, it's things and wires are connected in ways that like none of us could really comprehend or understand. Like one time, he tried to like explain to me of what he would need to do to try to see what was wrong in here. He would like need to go in the ceiling, like down the hall, not even close. Like
yeah.
I was like, what are you? So I feel like sometimes like they don't even know. Our poor boss. And then what sucks about like on the opposite end of that, Tom is in like a microwave over there.
That's true.
And that man was wearing shorts like he was in Ocean City the other day.
Here.
You
Push
know, the
there.
Leggies were out, but like, could you blame him?
Put it over there, man.
The poor man was sweating his life away.
Before you're cutting a budget somewhere, turn this AC down.
But nobody knows, but that's the
somebody's
thing.
Getting
nobody
fired.
Knows how to fix it. Nobody knows what to do.
I'm in here freezing my ass off and somebody's getting fired because we can't afford to pump AC through this building. I'm like, man, I know there's somebody else. If that's relatable to you, text us. Who else is freezing their ass off at work? Poor Jess is wearing a blanket. It's going to be 150 degrees outside. Jess is wearing... Are you wearing a sweatshirt today?
Yeah.
A sweatshirt
and
blanket.
That's the issue is when I come inside, I am bundled up. But then when I walk outside, I'm in like my bundled up clothing.
Bikini.
And then I'm about to like... I feel like I'm going to pass out because I have all these layers on. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Did you get your nails done?
Yes.
Look good. I like
it. See them. The neon colors?
Yeah.
Ooh.
They look good. Very summery.
Now.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
Baltimore County Schools have officially launched their summer meal program. Kids under age 18 can get a free lunch Monday through Friday, except July 4th. The program serves areas where at least half of the students qualify for free or reduced meals during the school year, and 16 Baltimore County public libraries qualify this year, and that's up from 12 from last year. You can see the full list of participating libraries for food pickup and all the details on Baltimore County Summer Program at bcps.org. This runs now through August 15th.
Number two.
Sabrina Carpenter is collabing with Dunkin' again. This time, it's for Sabrina's Strawberry Dream Refresher. So the drink combines strawberry flavor and oat milk plus a layer of cold foam. Another summer menu. This is super cute that Dunkin' is adding this summer. It's a Munchkin's bucket with a 50-count miniature donut reusable beach bucket that even comes with a shovel for like sandcastle building, which is perfect for Ocean City.
I will never understand these celebrity meals. Like, I try. I'm trying to, like, comprehend.
This is her second one.
This is her second drink with Dunkin'. And she's not, I mean, it even goes back to, like, all the McDonald's meals, like, the Travis Scott meal and, like, the, what, you know.
T-Pain.
Like, I don't care what everybody else's favorite. Like, I want my meal. Like, when I go to Dunkin', I don't care what Sabrina Carpenter drinks. Like,
yeah.
I want my drink.
I totally care what she drinks.
And I know. And a lot of people do. A lot of people want to go in and get Sabrina.
It makes me feel cute.
Why, though? Explain this
She's
to me.
She's like, man, child. I'm like, girls, period. I'm sipping on my Strawberry Dream Refresher.
Number one.
Steve Burns, or as us 90s babies know him, the OG host of Blue's Clues, is launching a podcast for the adults who grew up watching him, and it's going to focus on what it means to stay human in a complicated world. The idea originated from Steve's viral video in 2021 for the show's 25th anniversary, and like that video, this announcement just went viral and left everyone in their feels. Take a listen.
It could basically be what we've always done. You and I have always been about this deep and curious investigation of our world in search of these little bits of information that lead to greater understanding. Sounds like a podcast to me. I mean, it used to be about shapes and colors and letters and numbers and vegetables and stuff, but now it could really be about everything.
So the podcast is called Alive, and it's set to launch this fall. I saw him announce this in real time yesterday. I'm a 90s baby. I watched Blue's Clues when I was little. There is something that hits inside like my heart that I can't explain.
Yeah.
Whenever I see him on camera and he's talking directly into the lens like he did on Blue's Clues.
Right.
And his eye contact and his ability to speak directly to you just as he did with, we just got a letter.
Yeah.
We just got a letter. And then when he released this yesterday, I immediately start crying. And I'm so, so excited for this. I'm so excited for him to do this.
I am kind of curious how it'll do because I know that everyone likes the little 60-second videos when he puts them out. And he's very...
He has a YouTube channel as well, by the way.
It is very nostalgic, and I understand that. I'm just kind of curious if it will translate. It all depends on the content because it's not going to be the same when you're listening to it. And I hope it does well. I really do because I know it is very... I'm a little too old for Blue's Clues.
It's niche, too. I think also he's playing into his audience.
Right.
And he knows that and he acknowledges it. Even though I can't see him, but hearing his voice evokes a feeling in
me 100%.
Just because I know it so
100%.
Well. Yeah.
I hope it does well. I'm just kind of curious. I'm not excited. I'm just curious how this will play out with what he's going to talk about. Like, mm-hmm. what will these long-form podcasts sound like mm-hmm. when Steve from Blue's Clues, you know... expands into this adult world. I'm curious for sure.
I'm excited, Steve. This is Jess, and that's your top three brought to you by Goal Vision. Good morning.
Did you know that Vin Diesel wasn't the first choice?
I didn't, actually.
In Fast and the Furious. Who it was, though, I mean, I can't imagine the franchise with him, but like, it would have blown him to even bigger superstardom. We'll talk about it with Throwback Thursday. This is fun for all you nostalgia heads out there. If you just want to go back and just relive some younger years with us. And Throwback Thursday, we just go back and listen to songs that were number one here in Maryland from previous years. And then we'll go back and talk about that moment in pop culture history. We'll start with music. Today, the 26th of June, the number one song in Maryland in 2020 was Lady Gaga and Rain on Me.
I'm ready, rain on me.
We're not going that far back this one. This reminds me when we got hit to Maryland, though. This is like one of my first songs that I remember when we got here.
Yeah, but when I found out that they were going to be on a song together, Lady Gaga and Ariana,
yeah.
I almost passed out. Because I was like, I couldn't imagine what it could sound like. And this song is incredible.
Yeah, it's so good. Talk about another great collaboration. Remember when we found out that Justin Timberlake, Nelly Furtado, and Timberland were doing a song together? 2007 today,
yeah.
They had the number one song with Give It To Me. With Promiscuous, like...
They were crushing it.
This song still...
Yeah.
We play this song today and y'all still get hype.
The dream team, honestly, of the time.
So good. Didn't they put out a song recently?
Recently?
I think they did.
They did, like, a clip of it, and yeah. They were, like, teasing, like, there was a comeback, and that's when they made JT's album seem like it was going to be really awesome.
But did they do a song on there?
I don't think so.
I don't think they did.
No, I think it was more so, like, low-key background vocals, almost like
how
he teased, like, NSYNC was going to be on, but it was literal background vocals.
Good.
I don't know.
1995 today, TLC had the number one song with Waterfalls.
The choreo always comes to my mind.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's always so good.
I can still think about it. So good. Oh, the video was so good for this.
Yeah.
Let's just vibe for a second. We just need to vibe for a second. Just any guesses who was going to be in?
No, because I actually thought he was part of creating the franchise itself and the storyline. Am I wrong in that? Or did that come after the fact?
I don't know.
I thought he had a role in kind of the whole franchise of what it was.
So, June 28th, 2021, Fast and the Furious premieres, which, like, crazy to think. But they thought this movie was going to flop, right? I mean, the plot's pretty dumb. Undercover cop Brian O'Connor infiltrates LA's underground street racing world.
But number one was so good. It was so good.
Falling for the adrenaline, the cars, and the crew. Like, the plot alone doesn't sound great. It was a summer movie. You know, it wasn't supposed to be. I mean, obviously, it goes on to be a massive franchise. We're talking $7 billion, 10 movies deep. And somehow they end up launching cars into space, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Vin Diesel gets the part. Wasn't originally going to go to him. Eminem was going to be the original.
Was this like really, was this shortly after 8 Mile?
This was around the same time.
Okay, so 8 Mile was already out.
It was filming around the same time.
Oh.
Eminem decided he wanted to focus on 8 Mile instead.
Which I think was the move, to be honest, for him.
I mean, was it though? Because think about it.
I don't think Fast and the Furious would have been the same as Eminem. Like with the chemistry of the cast and how the way that Vin Diesel rides for this franchise, I mean, to this day.
But could have Eminem.
10 toes down, my family, my family, my family. Like no one.
I know. Yes.
And Eminem for sure would have done one and he would have dipped out. He
yeah,
like,
that's
cool.
True. Yeah, you're right. I mean, nobody could have done the franchise better than Vin Diesel has.
No.
But
he's going till the wheels fall off.
Truly, truly.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 Minute.
Mix 106.5.
Try these trivia questions, all seven. See how you do. You can play along in the car or wherever you're listening on the Odyssey app, possibly. Maybe you're listening on Alexa. See how you do. Caller 10's playing with us live. Who's this? Hi.
This is Jen.
Jen.
Hey, Jen.
Good morning. You're number 10.
Good morning.
You did it.
Finally.
Finally. Jen is ready to go. Jen, have you played before?
Once. But I walked away with my tail between my legs.
Well, that's
in shame.
Jen, no, that's, girl. No. No shame.
That's
this
the
is
old
a no
Jen.
Shame zone.
That's the old Jen.
Okay.
I mean, how bad was it, though?
Hey.
I mean, Kramer gave me a pretty hard time.
It's okay.
Jen.
That was the old Kramer. No. This is the new Kramer.
No, honestly, that was the Krames. Hopefully, we have the Kramer right now. No one likes the Krames.
I'm in a good
but
mood
I
today.
Promise, I got you, girl. No one's going to give you a hard time.
I
okay?
only give people a hard time if it's one. If it's more than
just
one.
Just stop it.
And today's questions, honestly, aren't too bad, I don't think. So we'll do okay, Jen. I'm glad you called back. Welcome back. This is going to be a redemption round for Jen. Let's go to Jess, explain the rules, and then we are going for that $1,000 in free Dash in gas. Jessica.
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash in gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we'll go back to them only if there's time at the end. Jen, you ready?
Yes.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. What does the F in FAQ stand for?
What was the question?
What does F in FAQ stand for?
Frequently.
Correct. Question number two. What is the second planet from the sun?
Pass.
Question number three. In what city did Martin Luther King Jr. give his I Have a Dream speech?
Pass.
Question number four. If a staircase has 14 steps and you climb 3 staircases, how many steps have you climbed?
14 steps and you do it 7 times?
3 staircases. How many have you climbed?
42.
Correct. Question number five. What villain did Arnold Schwarzenegger play in the Batman and Robin movie?
Mr. Freeze.
Correct. Question number six. Which reality show started with a tagline, "This is a true story of 7 strangers"?
Real World.
Correct. That's 60 seconds right there. Hey,
Jen.
Bad. Hey.
Jen, is someone there with you?
What's that?
Is someone there with you?
Yes, my husband and my son.
Hey,
oh,
husband
guys,
and son.
It's Jen and team.
Jen
I
and team.
You guys did pretty good.
Not bad, team. Not bad
my
at all. Redemption round.
His head at me, so.
Wait, why? Why? Who is
I don't
this?
Know. Why? Why are you guys?
Why are you
passed
mad?
Too quickly on a few of them?
Hey.
Okay, first of all, everyone.
Washington, D.C.
Hang on, guys. let me step in real
squabble,
quick.
Squabble, squabble, squabble.
Let me step in real quick because I feel like Jen has been given a hard time by my co-host. Now her husband's out here yapping it up.
Jen,
I don't know what your son's doing. Everyone leave Jen alone. No one
Jen,
knows what it
Jen,
feels like to
Jen,
be in the hot
Jen,
seat. And I think you did really good, Jen.
It's a lot of pressure.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I did
you.
Better than last time.
You sure did. And you know what? I'm not even moody about it. I feel really good about it. You did four out of 7, and that's pretty dang good. Let's go over the last 3, though. Jessica?
Yes. So back to 2. What is the second planet from the sun? That's Venus.
Yeah.
Yes, you guys got number 3. What city did Martin Luther King Jr. give his I Have a Dream speech? That's D.C. And let's see how you guys would have gotten the last one, number 7. Which part of the body helps you see?
Come on,
Jen.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There
I hope that you
Jen.
Don't take too
Jen.
Long to come back, Jen. We
look
got
at
you,
Jen,
girl.
Man, she knew that one real well. So look at that, Jen. So,
well,
hey.
I had fun, even if I didn't win anything.
No,
Jen,
that's all that matters.
We love the energy. We love the energy, Jen. So, listen. That was four. That was four out of... And what did you get last time? How many was it? Just be honest with us.
One.
Oh, because it was. But see, that's why the attitude. It was one.
No,
I always have an
attitude. This is good.
So last time it was one. This time it's four. Next time it's seven. That's how it goes. So let's try it again tomorrow. Seven trivia questions worth that $1,000 in free Dash and Gas. Same time. We'll see you then, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day, you guys, and make sure to head to Dashin and try their classic country breakfast stackadilla. They got bold flavor of a Santa Fe breakfast stackadilla as well, both made with fresh cracked eggs, and can be yours every day for a low price of $6.95 only at Dashin.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
That guilty conscience feeling is the worst, and this has been eating me up for the last week. And honestly, it's kind of your fault. It's kind of your fault. Y'all are making me feel like poo-poo.
Is it our fault, or is it your fault? Because you're the one who lied.
I was feeling so guilty about this, man.
Good. I'm glad you did. If you didn't, I actually would be a little concerned.
We were talking on the show last week about how I had told a small fib to my small. I mean, this was not big. This is not a big lie.
I've told
many big lies in my life, and this is not one of them.
I'm going to stop you right there.
Yeah.
Literally asks his mother, "What would you like to do on this vacation?" This sweet angel of a human being that we are blessed to experience on this earth in real time has one request, and then you literally poo-poo on it and then lie to get out of the one thing that she asked to do.
Yeah. So we went to the Cayman Islands, and she wanted to go to church. That was the one thing she wanted to do. And I was like, "Mom, I really just don't want to go to church. I really don't want to go to church." And so I told her that, hey, there's this really awesome Sunday brunch, but it says it's really busy, so we need to get there early. The truth is, it doesn't get busy.
And you made up the brunch. It was like one vegan menu.
Well, it was like, there was like two items, and I was like, it's a special vegan brunch. We have to get there early. It was like they did have like one item on there.
Wasn't this like at the hotel too?
It was at a hotel down the street. It was actually a really nice brunch, but it was kind of a fabricated story. So I was feeling guilty, and I was like, man, I just, after y'all were like, oh, you can't believe it. And there were so many texts. Charlotte was like, you should go check the text line. Y'all were like going in on me hard. Like, don't lie to your mother. That's so terrible. Blah, blah, blah. I felt guilty literally all week. So on my podcast, Certified Mama's Boy,
that she does with you for free and has done how many years?
Why are you doing this?
How many years has she done that for you?
We're in our fifth year. Thank you.
How many episodes have you done with her?
Over 1,000.
Okay.
Why are you doing this?
Because someone has to hold you accountable.
Do you feel good about yourself right now, dude?
I do.
I decided to come clean. Let me ask you, before I play you this clip, do you think that she was mad at me?
No, I don't. Because I know that she's not. I know that all she did was tell you how much that she loves you and that she didn't mind, because that's the person that she is.
Here's my mom.
I told you that I read it was really busy. And I know that when we got there, it indeed was not busy. We were the only people that were there for the first, I don't know, 30, 45 minutes.
So annoying.
I would like to confess that I made that part of the story up.
Why?
Because I did not want to go to church on vacation.
Ah, well, this one thing that has not changed about you as you've gotten older.
Oh, period, Nancy!
That is, you still do not want to go to church.
Get him, girl.
And I am sure that is not the first time that you have lied to me to not go to church.
I knew it was important to you, but I was just like, after we just go and we do that, we were wearing our church clothes, and I just felt like it was really going to take up a lot of time, and I feel guilty because I knew it was really important to you.
Well,
but
it's only one way to make it right.
What's that?
Take me back.
Period.
For two Sundays, not just one. Two, big boy.
Oh, God, I love her. I love her. Oh, my goodness.
So all was well, and I guess my conscience feels a little bit better.
When are you taking her back, though?
We'll talk about that later.
So I saw an interaction at the pool over the weekend, and it made me feel a little uncomfortable, but I don't have kids. Kramer doesn't have kids. So I'm curious to see how parents, you would feel about this situation.
What happened?
It's Kramer and Jess on Mix 106.5. And my husband, Garage Boy, and I were at Merrick Clubs in Towson at the pool over the weekend. We're there all summer. It's awesome. And they've got like two massive pools. There's like water slides. And a lot of kids are there, right? It's busy. Like, that is expected.
Sure.
There's a lot of people swimming. There's a lot of families swimming. Now, when we were chilling in the pool, there was a little boy and his friend. He's maybe 8 or 9, maybe. And he had a water gun in the pool.
How big? Like super soaker or like squirt gun?
Like low-key super soaker, like middle size. Okay. Not like massive, but not small. Yeah. Like he had to hold it with two hands, and it's one of the ones that like you pull something and you spray people with. So this meant business, you know what I mean? And it got far. So I noticed that he was running around when he was outside of the pool spraying his friend. And then when he got inside the pool, he was having the time of his life. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was fine until he was getting really excited with it. And at first, a couple of times, like he would spray people. Okay, we're in a pool. It's summer, whatever. But then it got excessive.
Wait, when you say spray people, you mean like people that are not his friends?
No, he would spray his friend, but like in the general area. So whoever was behind his friend would also get sprayed with water. And then sometimes he would just kind of like spray it just to spray the water gun or whatever. But the thing was, the little boys are like swimming in the pool and they're having fun and stuff. But there's other kids and other families obviously sharing the space. And there's also other little ones that are like behind his friend. And like a couple of times.
The public pool.
Right. And a couple of times some little ones got, you know, hit with water in the face. And that didn't go over very well. And it got to the point where like Garage Boy and I actually got out because it was too much. I was like, yo, let's get out of the water because it's getting a little crazy up in here. So we go sit down, and I didn't know where his parents were until
another parent in the pool, their little one got hit in the face. Obviously, that didn't go well. And that parent goes to this little boy and was like, hey, enough. Like, you can't be doing that in here. Okay.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, his mom walks up, which was like no one knew where this kid's parents were. So obviously they were watching him from afar. She comes up and she's like, what did you say to my kid?
Oh, so it was like a parent fight.
Yes. And then there was like a parent altercation of parent A being like, don't say anything to my kid. And parent B being like, you need to be watching your kid. Your kid's been spraying everyone with water. And like, that's not okay.
I mean, I feel like the parent that said something to the kid that was squirting everybody in the pool was absolutely right. I'm not a parent. Sometimes, though, I feel like when y'all go to pools, and I'm talking about y'all, I'm speaking to people that have kids, but adults that have kids.
Just say families.
Well, you know, but I'm specifically speaking to adults that have kids.
Okay.
Y'all be on vacation a little too hard. Like, it's not a pool day for you. You still have children. You still have to be a parent. If your kid is out in the pool spraying everybody in their face, like, that's a no-no. Like, you got to still go be a parent. You've got to make sure that your kid is not doing that. That's like not safe. I cannot believe that parent had the audacity to walk up to that other parent and say, like, don't discipline my kid.
Yeah.
Who's like spraying something. I mean, what was your take by watching it?
I think what's unfortunate is I agreed with the fact that something needed to be said. It just gets a little gray area when it's not your kid, right? And I think that's where
I'd said something. I'd say something.
That's
right
where
now.
It gets uncomfortable. That's why I agree with you when you say the point of I didn't like the fact that like none of us there knew where his mom or dad was, right?
Yeah.
I think that was the main issue because none of us want to have to be the one to say something to him because honestly, it's not our place.
No.
So that's why I was uncomfortable because I thought he was out of line. I thought he was not playing nicely and like there were other kids that were getting affected and not having fun because he had the water gun.
Yeah.
And I don't think that was cool, but it shouldn't have gotten to the point where it did to where it forced someone else to say something. And then all of a sudden his mom was upset that something was said to her son.
Which parent was in the wrong then? I mean, was it the parent that was saying something about the kid or was the parent that they had to call the other parent out wrong?
This is Jessica in Hampstead on one.
Hello, Jessica.
Hello.
Who? Which parent? I mean, where'd this go wrong here? There's obviously an issue.
I honestly have two little girls and we go camping all the time. So that's like a kind of a public pool situation.
Right.
And I would 100% have said something to that little boy if it was affecting how my kids were enjoying their time.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like as a parent, sometimes when you go to pools like that, they just sit in the chair and let the pool be the babysitter.
Mm.
And it should be enjoyable for everyone. So I feel like as a parent, you should be on top of your kid. And water guns can be somewhere else. Like, you don't have to have it in a pool. Like,
you think that's a more at-home toy?
It's an absolute backyard thing.
Yeah,
Do not bring a water gun to a public pool. Like, it's an absolute no-no, like, in the first place, absolutely. So,
I mean, we've gotten out of the pool before when kids were splashing because my one daughter doesn't like to get splashed in the face.
Right.
So
yeah.
It's just one of those things. I would have definitely probably said something nicely like, hey, friend, can we not do that? Like,
And that's a very nice way of putting friend. It's yeah. his friend. You know what I mean? Friend, you would have been way nicer. Actually, I don't know that I would have said something, but I would have very passively aggressively looked at that kid. You know what I mean? A very passive aggressive stare across the pool. That kid would have known my
passive. Yeah, because a 9-year-old would have picked up on your passive aggressiveness for sure.
I'd have very
be like, you want to play? You want to try or not? Like, what's up?
Thank you for calling us. Let's talk to Lucy in Baltimore. What's up, Lucy?
Hey, what's up? Good morning.
Good morning. So we're talking about, we got two parents that are in a squabble in the middle. Were they in the pool when they were squabbling? What's the? I'm trying to visualize the scene, Jess. Were they fighting in the pool or was it outside the pool?
The parents?
Yeah.
One was in the pool, one was outside.
Ooh, even better. Okay. So we got obviously a kid that was using a water gun in the pool and a parent had to discipline this one child. The other parent comes up and says, hey, don't discipline my kid for doing that. Who was in the right and who was in the wrong in the situation?
The parent that said something was in the right because that's what I would have done. I would have nicely, but watch your kid. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the other parent was, you know, hanging out, watching from afar and just didn't want to get up and say anything. Like, son, please stop shooting people. You know, that's a little much.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely. I'm a mother auntie of 11. So, you know, I would have no problem if somebody saw my kid doing that. And maybe I didn't see and they said, hey, can you, you know, tone it down, watch the water.
Yeah.
I would have no issue.
Yeah, I feel like it's the blame's got to go on the parent not watching. And listen, I get it. We all want a pool day. I'm sure it was very hot on Saturday, right? Very hot.
Oh yeah, it was really hot.
I know you want to get lost in the pool day, but like, yo.
Or maybe just water guns stay at home, yeah?
Leave the water guns at home, please. Thank you. I know there's something that drives you crazy that happens at public pools, and don't you wish that there was just like a rule book for this? There's not, but this morning we're creating our unofficial, Kramer and Jess public pool rules list that you can be a part of. The first rule was no water guns at public pools. I think we can all agree with that. Like, they're fine for home. Mm-hmm. If you have a home pool, it's fine. Play in the yard, driveway, street, fine. Don't bring it to public pools. We all agree with that one. That one's a great one. No water guns at public pools, please. That's great. Charlotte, you said you had one, please.
Oh, yes. Okay, because this always bothers me so much when I'm at a public pool. If your kid can't...
It's all going to be kid stuff.
...can't control their snot, then get them out of the pool. Because do you know how many times I've been trying to swim peacefully in a public pool?
Yeah.
And I see a little kid coming at me with a massive booger just coming down their face. And I'm like, it's a matter of time before that's in the communal pool.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be there anymore.
It's floating
so
in
either
the water.
Wipe your nose, wipe your kid's nose. Or go somewhere else.
That's a tough one because I feel like there's a lot of time where parents don't know it's about to happen, but it's a doozy. It's definitely a doozy. So you're saying no snotty kids in the pool?
No snotty kids. If you got a little summer cold, wait.
I think it's fair. If your kid's got a cold, don't bring it to the pool.
Summertime sadness cold.
I think that's fair. Just give me one.
Unofficial public pool rules. Like, please actually pay attention and listen to the lifeguards.
Mm.
I feel so bad when a lifeguard is trying their best to either say something, whether it be to an adult or a kid or a family or whatever, and they're trying to be like, hey guys, so if you could just not X, Y, and Z.
They
want you to have fun. They don't want to be that person to tell you to stop doing what you're doing, you know, like they want everybody to have a good time. But it just sucks because a lot of the times too, you know, like they can be like younger kids,
and they're like 15.
It's like uncomfortable for them to even approach you in the first place, so I think maybe just be mindful of that too.
I think that one's fair. Be nice to lifeguards. That's for sure. Okay, I've got one. This mostly goes for like maybe like when you go on vacation. This might work for like public pools here though too. If somebody puts their stuff down, maybe like towels to reserve chairs, don't move them. That is their spot for the day. It probably works for public pools here too. If they come and they put their stuff down, that is their spot for the rest of the day. Do not move their stuff. I don't care if they come out and they reserve a chair at 8 a.m. and they don't come back till later. That is their spot for the rest of the day, and it doesn't matter. Yeah.
What do you mean? Don't come back until later.
Like, for example, I went on vacation, right? And I came out and I reserved a chair at 8 a.m. I came back at 11:45. Somebody had moved my stuff. And I'm like, yo, this is my spot.
Wait, you completely dipped. Thought your stuff was going to be there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm not supporting that rule, dude. That's crazy.
Why?
Because I think that rule only works. And that can actually totally be applied to a public pool too, because people try to get there early
to get the
umbrellas and stuff, but it's because they're actually there in the vicinity. I don't think I can't drive to Merritt, drop off my towel and bag on a chair and then go home and expect that same chair to be available for me 3 hours later. Like, that's not happening.
Charlotte, do you put that on the list or not? Come on.
I think we're pushing it with the time.
We can't collectively vote on that one? You guys suck.
Okay. Sorry.
This is Brandy in Darlington. Brandy, what is this thing that we should add to the unofficial public pool rule list, you think?
It is exhausting when you go with your child or your grandkids and you have to explain to them why someone is pretty much basically naked at the pool.
Okay, good.
Try
go ahead.
I'm not saying, look, I'm all about body love, shape, sizes, do your thing. But if I have to spend an extreme amount of time explaining why her butt's out, why his boob's out, why his balls are out, you know, all that stuff, like, oh my gosh. Come on, you're ruining my time.
Okay.
You're talking about certain types of swimwear for both men and women. Like,
both
people should be
women.
Mindful when it's in a public place, like a public pool.
Yes.
Okay.
But I feel like most of those are full of children.
Yeah, okay. I can agree with that. I do agree. Like, listen, if you go to certain beaches, that may be one swimwear.
Okay, so we're saying like beach and public pool, different
categories.
Two
different swimwears.
Okay.
I totally different categories.
I can agree with that.
Okay, I can agree with that. Okay.
Yes. Like what you're wearing to like Tulum may be a completely different swimwear to what you're wearing to like the Howard County public pool.
No, I know.
Like,
yeah. But I think, no, so I hear you and I agree with you, but I also think that a part of the conversation has to be mentioned is like, you know, like some are more voluptuous than others.
Right, 100%.
And there's nothing you can do about that. And no. I'm going to speak for myself for a second.
But the cut, for
okay,
sure.
Okay, but what I'm saying is a girl that could be wearing the same mm-hmm. bikini as me mm-hmm. and it look one way on her
100%.
May look different on me.
Yeah.
And I am not trying to go in a wetsuit to the public pool, but I hear what you're saying, but I just want us to be mindful
that's
of that
100%,
too.
But we can also say absolutely. There are certain cuts.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm a fluffy girl, so yeah. I just try. So I know what I can and can't do.
Okay.
And I might wear a thong on a beach when I'm out somewhere.
Yeah, okay.
If I'm at a pool and it's mostly children,
no
I'm
thong.
Not going to wear it with my boobs all.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, yeah, like no thong bikini at the public pool. Like yeah. Save that for the beach.
Come
I feel
on.
You.
Hey, come
I feel
on. We know the difference, right? That's a good one. Thank you for calling us.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Do you feel a little crazy doing it?
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh.
It's Talk Me Out of It, please.
With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Okay, Anonymous, we have got you on our voice disguiser. What's this crazy idea that you got going through your head?
I am thinking about showing up at my ex's wedding this weekend because he said he didn't want to marry a fat girl, and I'm skinny now.
Girl.
I'm sorry, what? What does that even mean?
Yeah, why do we gotta go to his wedding?
I don't. I'm just confused at this whole situation. You gotta start from the beginning here.
Okay, so I was with my ex for almost like 5 years. Mm. We were engaged, and then one day, out of nowhere, he told me he didn't want to marry someone overweight.
But why? I'm confused. If you guys were together and engaged, why would he?
Like 5 years in, you have the ring on your finger. Yeah.
That's confusing.
Yeah, I said the same thing. And he said he was afraid of having overweight kids and didn't want to be with someone who had what he described as fat genes.
Wow.
And so he is saying this to you, bro, after the proposal and everything, like you guys are already wedding planning.
Yeah, we were already engaged.
Wow.
That's disgusting.
It was devastating. It like crushed me and like messed me up.
I'm really, we got to interject here. I'm really sorry. That is
completely uncalled for.
That's awful, but
thank you. Yeah.
Yes, that's terrible. So wait, why would you want to spend one more second even thinking about this man?
It's not that I want to be with him. Mm-hmm. It's just that I have been literally working my ass off, not just physically, but emotionally, and I look fantastic and I feel fantastic, mm-hmm, if I may say so.
Yeah.
And he hasn't seen me since the breakup, and he's now like a year after we broke up. You know, we were engaged and had been together for so long. Just a year later, he's marrying one of his so-called female friends.
Oh, my
God. He said, like, I never had to worry about her, you know?
Okay. And now they're getting married.
So wow.
Now they're getting married.
I'm done.
I just keep thinking, like, if I show up, not to, like, cause a scene or not to try and win him back or anything, I just want to be seen. I just want to, like, walk in the room, look amazing, say hi to a couple mutual friends, and then leave.
So you're doing, like, a drive-by for the reception, like, pop in, pop out?
Yeah. I just want him to see what he gave up.
Why does it have to be at the wedding? Couldn't you do that, like, at his job?
Yeah, I thought about that, but I want it to be in front of people, in front of her.
Because obviously she even knows. She's somewhat involved in this if she's, like, the friend on the side.
Oh, his new wife?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
well, yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah, she was there. She knew exactly. Yeah.
She knows what's going on here. Let me try to recap this. You were engaged this guy for a very long time. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, which I don't even know that I believe this story, but, like, he said, I want to break off our engagement because I don't want to marry somebody that's overweight. I think he was probably cheating on you, if I'm being completely honest with you. But, like, you've been busting your ass to, like, just make yourself feel better, look better, whatever. You're like, listen, I want to just show up at this wedding. Like, just being like, yo, look at me, baby. Like, just to, like, rub it in his face. Just
first of all, I just want to say that I'm sorry that that was even said to you in the first place. And I'm proud of you for the growth that you've done for yourself. And I think for that to really just be fully yours, like that win belonged to you, I would hate to give him any more time and energy because he doesn't deserve that from you. What sucks too is you don't have any sort of control over how you're going to feel when you're actually there and what's said to you. Mm-hmm. And I'm afraid that, like, you're again not going to get the respect that you deserve. And I don't know if it would go out the way you think it would, especially at a wedding in that kind of environment. Mm-hmm. And I don't want you to go through anything. And yeah. I also I don't know if you're going to feel good after you do that either.
You don't think so? I agree with everything you said until you said that last part. I think it actually would feel really good to just go and be like, F you. So Anonymous, her fiance literally ended their engagement because he said, I don't want to be with somebody overweight. Now she's like, I look fantastic. I feel fantastic. I want to roll into his wedding. And the wedding is when?
This Saturday.
I want to roll into his wedding on Saturday and be like, yo, my guy, look at me. Do we tell her to go for that or do we talk her out of it? Hey, Macy from Baltimore, good morning.
Good morning.
Do we tell her to go for this or we talk her out of it?
We talk her out of it.
And why?
I just feel like even though she met her goals and is proving him wrong, for her to go out of her way to make sure she's seen is still showing a true lack of confidence.
Mm.
But no, I feel you on that. Like, why does she feel the need to still prove or show him anything? Like, shouldn't we just be done with him completely at this point?
Y'all don't love a good revenge story? I love a good, like, haha, gotcha. Like, I mean, I see where you're saying it's like a little bit of a...
I just want to be so unbothered that I don't care about you anymore.
Well, of course, we'd love to be there.
That's the true revenge.
Right.
And you're unbothered and doing better, not like working on yourself to prove a guy that didn't want you wrong.
I just wonder if there would just be a little bit of the validation part of like just being like, I got, you know, walking away from that being like, haha, you know, I mean...
As a married woman, I don't think that would be funny at my wedding.
Well, we're looking from that point of view. I mean, no one's going to sit here and argue that one because, yeah, from that that angle, and then yes, it's definitely not a healthy choice for sure. Thank you for calling us. Appreciate it.
Yep.
I wonder if anyone's got a story, too, like with like... If you've been told anything similar to something like this, because I think if you've been in a similar situation, you might have a pretty unique point of view on this. Who's this?
Haley in Canton on 3.
Haley, good morning.
Good morning.
So do we tell her to go for this or do we talk her out of it? She's trying to, you know, she wants to show up to her ex's wedding and literally now that she's lost a bunch of weight after he said, I don't want to marry someone that's overweight, just be seen at this wedding, not do anything, but just be seen. Do we tell her to go for that or talk her out of it?
Oh, I think she should absolutely go for it.
Really? Why?
Okay. Well, I have a like revenge that just happened and it has made me feel so amazing. So I was dating this woman and she decided she wanted to go and become a dentist, mm-hmm. but she needed to go to more schooling, and I supported her through the schooling, and 2 months before her graduation, she finds out that she's going to get a job in Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. and she tells me, babe, we need to break up because I don't want to do long distance.
PA is not that
far. I was
going
to say, you're kidding.
No, exactly.
PA is down the street.
That's like an hour and a half, bro.
Commute.
Oh, wow.
And she breaks up with me. I'm heartbroken.
Yeah.
And then I find out that she starts dating this other chick.
Oh.
Like, and they're moving to PA together.
No. Shut your mouth.
Absolutely. She like immediately asked her to move to PA. Like, okay, no. I'm sorry. I supported you through your schooling. I was there for you. You didn't even give me an option.
Yeah.
And then you're going to go in with this like freaking random lady.
Yeah.
No. So what I did was I knew when her graduation party was. She comes over to me. She starts getting like a little bit of upset. And I tell her, oh, no, you don't need to get upset yet. And I take her cake, the stupid square cake with her stupid face on it, and I throw it on the ground.
No!
Wait,
oh my God.
It was like record scratch. Everybody at the party was like, oh, my God. And I'm like, geez, it's cake, people. And I'm like, okay. There you go. Now you can have your fun life.
Wow. And are you glad you did this? And you're happy?
100%.
So you hear Anonymous saying, like, I want to do this whole wedding thing, and you think this is a genius idea, then. You like it.
Oh, absolutely.
You like
she's going to feel so good afterwards.
Okay. This is what we need to hear.
Oh, wow.
I'm really sorry that happened, but thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
No, I love to relive it. Oh, I'm living high.
Amber in Parkville, do we tell her to go for this or we talk her out of it?
Honey, she needs to absolutely go for this.
Wait, why?
Honey, why?
Why?
Listen, I'm going to tell you. She needs to get the sexiest dress she owns,
yeah.
put that little thing on, walk up in that wedding, and make out with every single guy in that wedding. And if the bride or the groom has a brother, they target number one.
What? Girl, are you watching Love Island? Are you watching Love Island? This is very Love Island core.
No.
What is going on?
Honey, it is 2025. We messy.
Yeah, we messy in 2025.
We messy.
It's messy girl summer.
Yeah,
it's messy girl
done.
Summer out here.
It's so
summer.
Dumb.
We outside ruining lives.
Yeah, yo, I'm not. Listen, you're my kind of person. I mean, there's something about. I know it's not the most mature thing, but there's something that feels good about like just getting back at somebody in kind of a diabolical way, right?
I guarantee you. It will be a day that everybody attends that wedding will never forget.
I'm telling you.
No.
Jess,
no.
Do you not feel like you're being too mature about this, Jess? Like,
no,
this
conversation is bringing me so much joy, but I still don't think she should go because I don't want her to want to give that man anything. I want her to not care about him at all whatsoever and leave him in the rearview mirror and never look back. That's what I want.
And it's not about him.
It's about her.
Yo, it's about her. How good it's going to make her feel. Yeah. I feel that.
Exactly. And she lost that weight, honey.
Girl.
Up in there. Put that dress on.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. I love this. Thank you for calling us. We appreciate you.
Messy summer 2025.
Yeah. Hey, Teresa in Baltimore. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
You know, she's considering, you know, going to her ex's wedding. She said, listen, my ex broke up with me because he said he didn't want to marry somebody overweight. He's now marrying someone else. I want to show up to the wedding and be like, yo, look at me now. Do we tell her to go for this or do we talk her out of it?
We talk her out of it.
And why?
For several reasons. Number one, Kramer was correct.
Oh.
This guy was definitely cheating.
Thank you.
Before this fake excuse of a breakup.
Right.
That he was going on and on with this other girl for quite a while.
100%.
100%. So he's already been disrespectful in the long term.
Exactly.
Then he ended it in a really disrespectful way.
Right.
Number two, I did the revenge body thing and it backfired.
Wait.
Because I got dumped by a guy who had been cheating. And the new one was noticeably slimmer. So he didn't verbally say it, but it was kind of like I, you know, did my own glow up. So I got my revenge bod, and it was a mutual friend's wedding, but more of his friend than mine. But I wanted to just show up and show everybody, you know, how amazing I looked and all of those things. And I showed up, but because it was more his friends than mine.
Right.
It was like everyone kind of gave me the cold shoulder. Nobody was acting like, oh, wow, look at her. And I kind of like walked away feeling like the better statement would have been for me to not show up and be totally unbothered.
Yes,
oh, this is
exactly,
so important.
Exactly.
So I say, girl, there are round trip tickets from Baltimore to Puerto Rico for $150. You know, it's cheaper than going to New York. Just get on a plane, on a beach. Have a great time this weekend. Post your revenge pics and just show him that way that you're unbothered. Because it'll get back to him that you look amazing. But don't put yourself in a position where you're walking into that lion's den.
Absolutely.
Especially if you don't have backup.
That's good. This is really good. Teresa, I'm so glad you called us with that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, guys.
So what do you think now, Anonymous, after like hearing all the feedback? Like, what's your vibe with the...
There's just such a big part of me that really wants to go, and I've worked so hard on myself, and I feel like just being there and showing up confident and looking good feels like it could give me like this closure that I didn't get.
Yeah.
I would just think about it. I would just think about it, because if you show up, you can't take that back. That's all.
Right.
And I'm more concerned about you, how you're going to feel being there and seeing everything.
Right.
Yeah, I know how it might come off. I want to look crazy.
Right.
You know, even like
there
even
is
if
the whole
I
crazy
like,
thing.
Don't, right? Even if I don't make a scene, which I don't plan to do, and I wouldn't, it still might come off looking like, you know, I'm unhinged.
Right. Yeah. Listen, it's Saturday is the wedding. Think about it. You know, you never have to make your mind up right now, but think about it. And like, I don't know if you've heard us do this segment before. We always invite people to come back on for Talk Me Out of It updates on Monday, and that is where you just let us know like what you actually ended up doing in these situations. We're just really nosy. Would you want to come back on and just let us know if you went or if you didn't?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so we do this like 8:25 Monday. Does that work for you?
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.